Bona.
Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah.
Let's go, y'all.
I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
To see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you.
Brother Cook, can you hear me? Hello?
You hear me? Hello? Can y'all hear me?
I have been talking to y'all for a little minute. Y'all got to apologize. I thought, this system board has really been tripping us. Hit me up, Shay, if you hear me right now. We live, y'all. I apologize for that, man. I'm seeing why I'm getting all these texts, too. I just been running my mouth the whole time. I ain't even been on here. Y'all forgive me, the devil busy today, y'all. I'm your host, OG Hunter, that business. I'm waiting on my co-host to get back on, y'all. I'm going to try to catch up a little bit, man. I apologize for that. This system I'm dealing with right now has really been difficult the last few times I've dealt with it, man. Y'all just bear with me 1 second. We're talking about political prisoners. We're talking about the guys in the Mississippi State Penal System. In this event that we're having Monday morning at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On 400 High Street in Jackson, Mississippi. We're going to need family and friends. We're going to need support. We're going to talk about all the other things that goes along with that. But first and foremost, I want to stress more importantly how vital it is to have the family members there. Like I said, I'm waiting on Shay to get on. I hit Brother Kruger up. I had you online just then, Kruger. I couldn't hear you, family. But I really need these guys, family members, to tune in right now. It's very vital that y'all show up Monday. It's an encouraging sight. It's a beautiful sight. It's an uplifting thing to know that your family is fighting for your well-being, fighting for your justice, fighting for your sanity. You know what I'm saying? It's very vital. Y'all, excuse me one thing. We need family. We need family, man. We need family. We need friends. We need loved ones. We need everybody, church members, politicians, whatever. We need y'all out there, man, on them steps. You know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to get Shay on real quick because I don't know exactly why I left off, but I was talking about different political prisoners. People like Mommy Abu-Jamal, Martin Solstry, Larry Hoover, Matula Shakur, Bonaranza Leon Bowers Jr. I mean, there's so many people that fought before this years ago. You know what I'm saying? Back in the civil rights age, you know, the Great Depression area, you know, there was so many different people that fought on the behalf of these type of situations like right now. And like I said, in 1964, the High Court ruled in Cooper versus Pate. That's Cooper versus Pate, P-A-T-E. They agreed that inmates kept their constitutional rights in prison and could sue in federal court over prison conditions. These are the same things that we're fighting against right now. So the inmates need to know that at this point, and really before this point, you had the right to sue. You have a lawsuit. It's been passed down, you know, because of political prisoners. People just like you, people that's been in situations just like you, who stood up and didn't fall. You know what I'm saying? They stood firm. They didn't give up. They didn't turn their backs on the movement. You know what I'm saying? They continued to strive. They did everything they supposed to do. Nobody wanted shine. Nobody wanted to be the head person. It was just about family coming together, strong people believing in what they were supposed to have in life and what they were supposed to be in life and deciding that, you know what, we're not going to keep going through this. We're going to do everything we got to do, man, to fight against this. And they didn't give up, and they won. They won. In 1961, Martin Solstry won. You feel me? And that was the fact that they wouldn't let him practice his religion. For all you religious guys out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, these guys fought for the ability to be able to practice their own religion, and they won. You know what I'm saying? So there's no way that you can't look at that and say, even in those times, you know, guys coming in already being activists against, you know, civil rights and things like that. Already being activists, you see what I'm saying? So they was already had a target on their back when they came into prison. And when they got there, they suffered, but they didn't give up. And some of these guys got out and fought and made things happen, you know, for the guys get ready to get out. Don't forget what you went through. join this movement, man, and stand firm and fight for us, man, and continue to be an asset to us because we need all the help we can get. You know what we're going through because you've been through it yourself. Your family members out there, we need y'all to be supportive of these families, man. Like, it's very vital because, like I said, I'm going to get ready to get, you know, because I've lost so much time right now. It's guys that are taking their own lives because of the things they went through in this penal system. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? And I really need people to understand that. I need people to understand that. These guys have taken their own lives, you know, and it's the same stuff is going on right now. You know, it's sad. Just today in Unit, I think, 30, these guys had just been taken off a lockdown, and their parents drove hours and friends and loved ones drove hours to see them, and they was in there for an hour. And they said the warden came in and just stopped these guys' visitation for no reason and didn't give no reason to why she did it. That's so small, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's very wrong and sad, that's just a small portion of what MDOC does and allows here. You know, people they give these people power and they feel like they have the right to just treat these guys like their lives are not important. They don't even have decency and respect for their family members. So you're not just fighting for the guys that's locked up; you're fighting for your respect too. Because MDOC doesn't, they just don't respect the inmates. They don't respect their families either. Because if they did, they would treat their family members better. They would treat their family members better. With that being said, man, Shay, I was looking for you. I see you now. I see you now, Shay. I also wanted to make sure the guys knew 11 a.m. sharp, 400 High Street in Jackson, Mississippi. For those people that's out of town, I'm looking at a few out-of-town numbers. The zip code is 39201. So if it's anybody that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, using GPS or something like that, it's 400 High Street, H-I-G-H Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39201. How you doing, Shay?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, rambling, because I gave the whole, you know, I told all these guys about what was going on with the guys before them that went through this, but I don't think nobody heard none of that. So I'm not going to waste any time because I really want to get this show going and give these people a little information. I really want to talk about political prisoners, but I also want to make sure that everybody understands what's going on, too, Monday, so we can kind of share and, you know, get more people on board and try to get as much support as we can for this situation. So with that being said, I'm going to open the mic for you to speak to the listeners.
Well, you were talking about you had went, the sound had dropped for a minute when you were speaking on political prisoners. A political prisoner is anybody that who has been imprisoned unrighteously because of their views on economics, social injustices, their right to practice whatever religion that they choose to, and also most of the time when they go is usually for racial injustice where they speak out against the government. So by definition, that is what is coined as a political prisoner or prisoner of consciousness, and that term came about back in it came about back in 1961 when two Portuguese students spoke out against what the government was doing. So that's a little bit of the history. Anytime you get persons going against the government and challenging them, you'll have all types of underhanded things happening in the court systems, like where they did with Leonard Peltier. He was with the American Indian Movement, where they trumped up charges on him supposedly murdering two FBI agents, and the list goes on and on. And a lot of times when they lock these guys and women up for activities, a lot of time is, you know, they're placed in years of isolation and segregation and receive unfair treatment. So it's important to fight for those who have once fought for us out here in the streets to make our everyday lives better in that regard.
Shay, I wanted to say something. Isn't it odd? Because I think, did you hear the first two guys that I talked about? Abu Jamal and Sultry, Martin Sultry. Did you hear me speak on them?
No, I didn't. I didn't know if anybody else did.
Okay, Abu Jamal was the guy that wrote the book entitled Live from Death Row. But H. Rap Brown was the one who wrote the book Die Nigga Die. I know you've heard that book before.
Right.
Die Nigga Die. It was written in the 60s, but it was republished in 2000 when he got a life sentence for it. Life sentence for shooting a deputy. What I was saying is, him and two more guys that I named, they were incarcerated for shooting off. And it's been said a long time that those charges were basically put on them because they were simply because they were activists and people just wanted to just hush them. You know what I'm saying? Like hide them. So I wanted that to be said also too. Like the government find ways to hide people who stand up against injustices. So knowing that MDOC is tied in with the government also, because like we say, our governor, that's one reason why ACLU, it's a long story, but the governor has a lot of power. And he controls what can be done and not be done in MDOC also. So it's like he's not blind to the fact of what's going on, because guys have made complaints for years. So that lets you know that the government, even down to MDOC, they have for years covered things up and tried to, you know what I'm saying, like hide the things that they've done wrong. I just wanted to put that out there, man. Y'all are not the only people. You guys that's incarcerated, y'all are not the only ones that's going through it, man, that has been through it before. And, yeah, it's going to be things that they put in y'all way. It's going to be things that they do to try to deter you and make you weak and destroy your mind. But it's up to you to stand strong and stand firm. And your family members is also, I feel, your responsibility to encourage these guys and keep them supported and uplifted at all times. How you hear the mic, Shay?
Yeah, a lot of times the reason why they do that is because when you have the power to move masses of people, then that's what they fear. See, they understand the game of bringing about social justice. They understand it. But oftentimes we don't, and I tell a lot of people, if we can just only come together without the bickering, the arguing, without everybody trying to be the chief, and come together and work together to bring about a change, then a lot of stuff will not happen. You know, in the light of MDOC, when you have three or four people calling about a situation, nothing will never change. It takes everybody willing to make a sacrifice. Something has to be sacrificed. And you have to tell yourself, are you really willing to sacrifice getting out there on the front lines? Don't just say that, okay, yes, I'll do this or I'll do that, and when it come down to it, you don't want to get out there. Because if anybody know anything about history, it's going to take all of us to stand up. Every single last one of us. It's over 3,000 inmates at Parchment alone, if I'm not mistaken. Might be a little bit under give or take or whatever. But if just one family member, you have some inmates whose family may not stand up, but you have that one inmate who may have three or four family members that will stand up. Well, that compensates for the one person who don't have anybody. And it takes everybody. And, yes, it's going to be some things that may not work out. You may have to try to go at it from five or six different angles. That's what those political prisoners did back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They never stopped, but they always came together. And if we as a people can just get that within our mind, our body, and our soul, to if we just come together, I said in a news interview, which they didn't put it on TV, if we stand up, everything else going to fall down. I cannot stress that. I cannot emphasize that enough. It's going to take more than just one or two people trying to dismantle over a 100-year system of oppression. It's just not going to happen. And the gentleman that you talked about, Mr. Jamal, he is one of the most prominent political prisoners in the U.S. simply because of, you know, what happened to him and what they did to him. They tried to trump up charges on him saying he killed two police officers, but because people are still fighting for him right to today. And that's what it's going to take. Nothing is going to happen overnight. We have to continue to chip away at the stones that built the system in the first place. And it may take, you know, one or two different groups of people doing different things. Well, not may take, it's going to take that. It's just no doubt when you have the government creating systems like COINTELPRO to dismantle all of these social activist groups, and you need to stop and ask yourself, why would the government create undercover surveillance operations team to dismantle something as simple as a social organization, as African American, Native American social organizations to bring about better conditions for our people? And if we could only come together how they come together, then we can change a lot of stuff. I yield the mic.
We're going to change a lot of stuff, man. I want y'all people to know that. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, Shay. I want y'all people to know that because, like, in order to make something happen, you got to have actions. You can't sit up and talk about what you're going to do. Monday, this is the first step. This is a major step. And I need people to understand how important it is to make this first step successful. This protest, man, is very, very, very vital. It's very vital. And I need people to understand that, man. Like, it's vital. We got to be in tune. We can't allow these opportunities to slip past us right now. We got to take advantage of every opportunity that we have because it's become to the point, like right now, man, like I said, if nothing is done, some type of step, you know, it might be worse, you know. And we don't want these guys to feel like, you know, all hope and all resolutions are ways to get this stuff stopped, you know what I'm saying, is over with. No, we don't ever want you guys to even hold your head down. I want you guys to have strong faith and believe and trust in yourselves also and believe that God is going to pull you through. Understand that. Don't deny yourself, you know what I'm saying? Don't deny yourself of that. I just, you know, I don't understand, like, I'm just being honest, I don't understand people, man, like, we have to come together. We have to be positive-minded. We can't be negative, man. So many things is going on. So many things is going on to distract you. The world is got so much going on, from the little girl in Chicago to the hurricanes to people trying to figure out what's going on with that to nuclear wars and stuff like that. So they're looking at it like, okay, these guys in prison are not important. You are. You are. Because you have loved ones out there too, and your loved ones love you. So we're trying to prove that to these people. We're trying to prove that these guys are human. So when you're coming out there to Jackson, man, it's you coming out there to prove, you know what I'm saying, that something can be done. You coming out there to prove that something can be done, man. You know what I'm saying? You guys are really, truly, to me, political prisoners. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because you're fighting for injustice. You're being held captive. You're not giving up. You're continuing to fight. Be proud of that. Be encouraged by that. Don't allow yourself to feel like, you know what I'm saying, you can't get it done with these amount of people. You got to strive. But the whole objective and the goal is to get everybody that, you know, I mean, Shay said it one time. She said her and CJ, I think, went somewhere and they got some things done, just them alone. It takes people. That's motivated. You know, actions. You know, we talked about we're going to do this. excuse me. You guys is behind the wall, man. I want y'all guys to be encouraged, man. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to not give up. I don't want y'all to be feeling like, you know what I'm saying, put it like this. No negative vibes, man. None, man. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, what's important is the rights of these guys and what they're going through and their well-being. And I need these loved ones and these friends and these families and these people that love these inmates. I need y'all to, like, not worry about the distractions that's going on in the world, not let the devil get in your mind and deter you, because these guys are already going through this stuff. They suffering. Their rights are being taken away from them. It has been taken away from them, man. And they need some encouragement from the people on the outside. Don't let nobody else negativity. Don't let nobody else ways discourage you. Don't let nobody say, oh, man, it's not going to work, man. We did this before. Nah, we're not even paying attention to none of that talk. The main objective is getting people down there Monday to protest, to show, and put forth some type of, y'all got to excuse the background noise because it's turned up in the box, y'all. But you got to understand that it's so many different ways to skin a cat. And we're looking for those ways, man. We can't, just because ACLU or SPLC turned us down or whatever, we can't stop on that. We got to continue to fight. And this is one of those examples that we're using to fight, protesting. So Monday at 11 a.m., you know, to 1 p.m., we need people down there. On High Street, 400 High Street, Jackson, Mississippi. We need people down there, man, motivated, protesting, you know, standing firm with faith, nonviolently, because like I said, we're not doing nothing negative, man. We're fighting for the rights of these guys that's locked up in Mississippi. Like, it's crazy. And we need, it's not just about Parchment. It's about Greene County. It's about Wilkinson County. It's about Alcorn. It's about all these facilities, family members and friends coming down, supporting, and standing up against the stuff that they're going through. Because guess what? Illegality is going on in every single one of these prisons by the administration. Somebody's being their rights being denied from them. You know what I'm saying? And at this point, man, the only way we're going to get something done about it is if we stand firm and don't give up. You know what I'm saying? And block out all negativity, man, and don't allow nothing to deter us from accomplishing our goals at all. I want to see if I can get Brother Kruger on, too. Brother Kruger, is that you?
Yes, I'm on, fam. I'm just to you.
Yeah, I wanted to say something to you, fam. Like, okay, political prison is the topic of the show. And with the movement that we're having, I want the guys to understand the significance and the similarities and people that fought years and decades before what's going on right now in the prison their time. Like, I want to kind of to inspire these guys because, like I say, history is a weapon, and it's something that can be used. And right, like, just like with law cases, you can use old cases to help you fight a case that you're presently going through at that time. So these guys that fought for us, that's an example. That's like that history right there is a weapon, because we can be motivated by people like Martin Solstra and Abu Jamal. We can be motivated by people that stood up and continued to fight. So I just wanted to, you know, get your opinion on that. I was looking to get Psycho in, man. I was waiting on him to hit me up on Messenger and let me know what his number was, but he ain't hit me up yet. So I'm going to open the floor for you to speak, man, and you know, let the listeners and viewers know, you know, what you can give them so far on this situation.
Well, you know, it's really history repeating itself. You know, we done went backwards because we started selling for so much, and now that would make the fight a little stronger or harder, I mean to say. But, you know, my thing is this here, is when we get through protesting Monday, you know, it don't stop there. We got to keep pushing the issue, regardless of what organization or what other members that want to participate in this struggle that we're going to and what we're trying to face, because it is inhumane. And what guys is facing on a daily basis, you know, even scientists or experts already say anyone that's been close confined more than 12 days, the chances of them losing their mind or committing suicide is greater. It's like 98%. You know, and here it is. You got guys been in close confined, with some call in a hole for year, 2 years, 5 years, and so. And the program that us taxpayers is paying for to rehabilitate these criminals to come back out into society then they're not implementing these programs at all. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to let the capital legislator them know that we're not standing for none of this. It is humane how these guys are living. The roof is leaking at Parson, you know, and rolling it and everything crawling around. And it, the heat index in the summertime is overwhelming. While the officer is on the earth, one that shows up, you know, they are on the staff. Today at Parson, I was notified that they turned visitor around. You know, they required the visit from 9 to 2 o'clock. But being a shorter staff, they turned them around at 12 o'clock. And they didn't get to start visiting to little after 9 because they said that they didn't have a driver. You know, and this is the last bone of notice of a family member traveling so far. See, it is procedure and guideline. It is humane how the MDOC staff is treating guys and women that's locked up is as humane. So what we trying to do is come out as a front on Monday at 11 o'clock and make a stand for our human rights to be treated as human beings as a whole. You know, because someone locked up doesn't mean that he's a bad person. Just mean he made a bad decision, and it is up to us to decide to reinform him. Reinform him, what I mean is, of his way of thinking, for he can change his way of living. So we asking everyone to come out in our support. If it ain't no more than making a phone call, if it ain't no more than telling your neighbor about it, because you might have to work. We need all the voices that we can get, for we can bring about change and betterment. You know, and stop this history from repeating itself. We must break the cycle.
And I'm glad you kind of covered the conditions and inhumane treatments or whatever. These SOPs, which are standard operating procedures, they're not being followed by the staff here. You know what I'm saying? It's real easy stuff. It's real easy stuff. I mean, like, you just come sit, treat these guys like they're supposed to be treated. And it's like these officers have no regard for human life here. And that's what these family members need to understand. Just like you look at a video of a child being beat up by a police, these officers will handcuff these guys and beat them the same way. This stuff goes on right here inside of prison. You know what I'm saying? You never hear about it. You hear about the contraband that's found, but you don't hear about how guys are being treated, the stuff that they're feeding these guys, the illnesses that they get from the living conditions and the food that they eat here and the contaminated water. They don't talk about the fact that the officers don't even drink water, especially enforcement. The officers don't drink it. They tell them to bring bottled water because they know the water's contaminated, but they don't try to do anything to make it better for the inmates. And this is what we want the family to see. This is what we want the families to know. And before you even go up there to Jackson, you need to know what these guys are going through. And that's why it's very vital to, I wish that so many family members would have been, you know, in tune to some of the prior shows, because you would know all the things that these guys go through. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm glad you spoke up on that, Kruger, because a lot of family members don't know. And I'm not going to talk about the fact that some of these guys don't call home and tell them. Because, you know, there's so many different ways you can look at that. Pride, they don't want their folks to know. You know, some men have pride. They don't want their families to know that they really going through this stuff. But they need to know that. Because some family members would stand up if they knew everything. So that's why it's important that we spread the word about this show and what's going on, and we get people down there in Jackson so they can be a part of this and find out what's going on, man. There's also a war for the family members. In other words, okay, just say it's a guy that's in prison named Mike. If Mike has his mom bring 20 people with her or whatever, and they have the most people there in one single group, they receive $100. If I'm not mistaken, Mike will also receive $100 also. So, I mean, that's an extra incentive for people to come out. You know what I'm saying? To be inspired to come out, because it's hard out there. I know it has money costs. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this is like a blessing for people that they're really just inspired to come out and support. That's just showing our appreciation for those people to say, okay, y'all people brought out a lot of people, man. We appreciate you. Here's $100. You know, that's a blessing. You know, so we just want people to be encouraged by that and be inspired by the fact that we're also trying to show y'all that we appreciate you for coming out on our behalf. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a blessing, and I just want to put that out there and let people know, man, that, you know, it's not just people are asking y'all to come help. You know, if guys had more, they'll give more. I really do believe that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a blessing to be able to have, you know what I'm saying, people on standing out there for these guys' behalf. And also, Leslie. 601-621-6496. That's the number to call for direct directions and any questions about the rally that we're having. And the address again is 400 High Street, H-I-G-H Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39201. It's on the south steps and grounds. And with that, for a brief second, I'm going to yield the mic to Sister Shay, and we're going to kind of like, cause like right before the end of the show, I'm going to give the rest of this information, but I still want to educate the listeners and viewers on what the topic is today. We're going to get you right back in a minute, Kruger. Where you at, Shay? Are you still on, Shay? Can you hear me? Okay, I just got a text. All right. She's on a call right now about this situation. So that's a blessing, that phone call right there. I want to say this, man. This political prisoner thing, right? I gave y'all a definition of the word. What people need to understand, right? That's a strong word. That's a powerful word. It has meaning. It has purpose to it. I mean, there's always more than one word, but y'all understand what I'm saying. Like, political prisoner is somebody that has courage. It's somebody that's encouraged. It's somebody that encourages. All those words are powerful words. We need to learn how to obtain those words and exemplify those words, because right now it's needed. You got to look at it like people's lives are on the line with this. Maybe I need to say it like that. For those who are listening, loved ones, and family members that's listening, these inmates' lives are on the line because they've been going through this for so long, and people are actually losing their lives. They're not, they making it about gang violence. Man, these guys are actually taking their own lives because they can't deal with the pressure and the stress and living conditions of MDOC. So when you're going through so much that it makes you want to take your own life, something needs to be done about that. It needs to be investigated. Don't y'all think? I mean, think about it. You know, the average person ain't going to call you and say, Mama, oh, this dude, you know, killed himself today, man. He was stressed out, woo-da-woo, because he's not really talking about himself. You know, but I'm one of those guys, when I hear stuff, I spread the word. You know what I'm saying? Because it matters. You know, you got one guy, if I'm not mistaken, has gangrene in his head right now, man, and they're saying that the poison is spread throughout his body, and it's not long before he loses his life. And that's because he's not getting proper medical treatment. That's the stuff that's going on up here in Portsmouth, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the medical staff, you know, to a certain extent, they don't care. They hire people that just want to get a check. You know, they don't take the time to interview these people properly, man, and find out what type of people they're hiring also. Because a lot of these people that have upper echelon positions like wardens and stuff like that, they really careless, and they really are heartless. You know what I'm saying? And I really truly need people to understand that, like, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. Abdul Jamal, this guy right here, I really want y'all to read that book if y'all can. It's called Life from Death Row. I read it a long time ago, and I still remember some things in it. You know what I'm saying? This guy, he received a death sentence. And everybody was talking about the case. And what I was, like, trying to tell Shay, like, back then, a lot of these political prisons, and like it's crazy because if some things, man, when they get older, you look at older things and realize, like, man, they didn't think this out. They didn't do this, they didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because back then, you know, it was like a lot of people, you know, word didn't matter. It was only the power that be matter. And people fought just to have a voice. It wasn't just about rights. It was about their right to even have a voice. That's how far we've come. You know what I'm saying? As a whole. And, like, this guy's whole trial situation was crooked. If you read up on it, you'll be able to see it. You know what I'm saying? They basically, man, just hid this guy. They didn't hide him because, you know, he's able to communicate and get things done. But, like, they basically shut this man's mouth up to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? To the point where we had to write a book to talk about some of these things to get it out. You know? And you can imagine what he went through just to get that done. Prison is, as a matter of fact, I wrote it down. It's really a controlled situation. I had a few things I wrote down also, man. It's a controlled situation by the powers that be. Life itself gives you freedom. And the life that you live, you have freedoms. You have rights. You have things that you're allowed to have. Okay, when you're sent to prison, some of those rights are taken from you by law. But as a human being, you are still afforded the rights as a human being. You know what I'm saying? Liberty, life, justice, education, religion, proper nourishment, you know, things like that, right? Okay, MDOC has taken that away from the most part. I say it like that. They've taken that away for the most part from these guys because when you're not able to see your family after months and years and they travel miles and then these people come to see you, and when they come to see you, you just jump up at any time and decide, say, okay, we'll take you over. I don't care how long y'all drove. I don't care about grandma being 50 years old and just wanted to come to see, and that might be her last time ever seeing a grandchild. I mean, these people don't think about this type of stuff. And it's sad. So imagine how the inmate feels walking back into his housing unit with his head down, upset, trying to bite his tongue and humble himself, knowing that deep down he's pissed off. He's pissed off by the mistreatment of his family, the embarrassment, the misuse of their funds being having spent to come up here to see them, the embarrassment of having to be stripped and searched or whatever they have to go through to be able to make it through security and all that stuff. That hurts. And these guys have to be strong, man. These guys have to fight and be strong. And these family members need to understand that. And then they come in and deal with being told what to do and things being taken from them and, you know, nothing being done about it. And then they're trying to do it the right way by filing paperwork and making complaints nonviolently. And they're still mistreated and punished. They're punished just for making complaints. They're being discriminated on for making complaints. Come on, man, that's not right. That's not right, man. That's what we're fighting against right now. And I need people to understand that. So Monday morning, we need you people down there motivated, encouraged, man, and uplifting, sound, strong, you know, and coming together as a whole, fighting for the injustices, man. We got to. We got to. We really, truly got to, man. We got to, man. We really got to, man. I really appreciate you people for calling in. Kruger, I'm going to bring you back on, man. I was waiting on Shay to get back, but she got somebody online concerning the protest Monday. So I'm going to open the floor back up for you, man. If anybody got any questions about the protest Monday, hit me up, man. You can hit me up on 601-780-2188. Y'all can hit me up, man. I really need to know if anybody would like to speak on this, but we got like 27 minutes left before the show's over, and I want to get anybody's question answered, anything that they need to know, any useful information for the families, man, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? You can inbox me too on Facebook also. With that being said, for the crew, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to ask you, I got a few questions, you know, like ones at the protest and ones that can't go to the protest. Is this a number where they can call and their voice can be heard? We can use a cell phone to let their voice be heard, sort of speak, or maybe ask a question or something like that?
We're going to use the same number, but we're also going to use 601-812-4512. Sharon will be there, and she'll be able to. That's her and Leslie's number. Matter of fact, the first number, the 621 number, that's Leslie's number. Let me make sure I state this number again for the people that's going to try to do it also. Both of those numbers are 601-621-6496. And the other number is 601-812-4512. For those guys who want to leave any type of messages or anything they feel like they want to say, I would appreciate it if y'all guys go on and take them now, too. And for those who want to be there and present, and if that's possible, those are the numbers we can call and talk to them about those things you just asked, Brother Kruger. I was really hoping that we could get somebody to. We're gonna have some info tomorrow on this media situation too, because we want to go to make sure that this is publicized, man. This is not something that we want to be hid, something that's you know swept under the rug. Nah, we want this to be on the news. Like when they find Countryman MDOC, we want this stuff to be spread too. So we're gonna have other information on that tomorrow on tomorrow's show.
Oh, so it's gonna be another show tomorrow, right?
Exactly at 5:30.
At 5:30, okay. What media gonna be at broadcasting the protest?
I'm waiting on Psycho to hit me back, but I know Claire Legend is supposed to be there. We've just been trying to like not let them know anything because Claire and Legend kind of like has this neck of like letting MDOC know or whatever or what's going on. So we're gonna try to hit them with a surprise thing on that exact date. You see what I'm saying? But also, I'm leaning toward Fox News. I've been hearing that Fox News folks be contacted too, so I would be able to get some type of confirmation on those things tomorrow.
Well, we can contact. This is my suggestion. We can contact all the media at a certain time, dealing with money. And that way, when they see the protests are starting, and we got the gathering already down, a gathering of people down there at the Capitol. And they go automatically going to draw because they don't want to be left out.
Word, no doubt. As much publicity as we can get, man, that would be a blessing to me. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get this. If we can get the New York Times down there, it'd be a blessing to me.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, we got to get. See, some people might not can show, but they can make the necessary phone calls and stuff like that we need. You know, if it ain't no more than giving their point of view to the clarity, you know, they can call them
word.
Per se and speak on it. You know, we're going to have to try to get this message out here as strong as possible. Because
exactly.
This is sort of like, this is not the same as life matter. You know, they be worrying about it, but they be saying black lives matter. We saying all life matter.
Exactly.
That's what we saying. All life matter, and we want everybody to be treated as human beings. You know, and these guys that is locked up, they civil liberty have violated. You know, you spoke on about their civil rights. True enough, they lose some rights, but not all their rights. And you got guys that suffer so much, man. And you can go on YouTube and see this. It done happened at MDOC and solitary confinement, which they call the whole or lockdown. Guys has lost their mind so bad, man, they is eating rodents. You know, when I mean somebody, you don't understand what I mean by rodent, I'm talking about a live rat. You know, and ain't no telling what type of disease that rat is carrying, but here's the thing, they not in their right state of mind. And then it goes to the food service. They is not feeding these guys enough when they doing this group punch, which is illegal. And they can't make canteen, they can't visit their loved one, they can't make phone calls, they can't do none of this. So the only thing they is in their cell 24 hours a day, and the walls is closing in on them, and it's in their mind. And we need experts to come in the facility and start treating these guys, man. Because rehabilitation, you know, that is a powerful word. And it's for the means something. We don't want to be putting someone in a cage and forgetting about them. See, rehabilitation, we're gonna renew them. We're going to rebuild them over again, so to speak. They way of thinking. But if you trap their mind and do away with their mind where they can't think no more, they ain't got common sense no more, they don't even know where they at, then you crippling them. You destroying a human being. He really walk like walking dead because he ain't nothing but a shell no more. You took life away from him. And when we come out to protest on Monday at 11 o'clock, you know, we just want the people to know the real side of what goes on in institutions, you know, and not what MDOC thinking that we sitting back watching cable TV, you know, on an aircondition, all we think about is contraband. It's lives in him, you know, guys, it's messed up. And I just want to thank all the supporters that's been supporting us throughout this push, this political push that we are doing. You know, I really do appreciate it, you know. And I ask y'all to not only continue on Monday, but we continue out till we reach our goal, you know, and show that life matters behind bars. You know, and that's our goal. You know, to make a betterment for the guys that are locked up behind bars. For they can, when they be a fit for society. You know, this is America and they always talk about the land of opportunity, but it seems like to me they showing the corrupt side. Everybody is being corrupted when it comes to politics and the institution because they're making this prison out of modern day slavery, and guys and ladies that locked up behind these bars, they've been the casual of this policy that they pushing forward. You know, they treat their pets better than they treat these guys behind bars. Every time you look around, they're getting beat up. You know, their rights is constantly getting violated, and then they got to live in fear. Then they locked down at home.
Exactly.
You know, it's like they locked down like their family. They put it inside. No question. Feel. See, they hiding your identity. And then when you put it out there, then they won't try to clean it up like they're doing something else. But then they move them to a new location, and then they really beat on them. They do that because they said feel for other guys that locked up, but they won't do that. It's history repeating itself. We got to make a change. And we're going to do that Monday at 11 o'clock down at the Capitol. Whether we was enough is enough. Life matter.
They truly do matter, man. I want to reiterate this one more time for those who listen, because we got to get this. I want y'all to share this, man. The address is 400 High Street, H-I-G-H Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39201. For any further information, please contact 601-621-6496. Next, speak to Leslie. L-E-S-L-I-E, Leslie. Hey, y'all, please, man, if you have any questions, call that number, man. Please, if you can be out there, man, we really, truly would appreciate it. I apologize to the show goes in 10 minutes before the program was scheduled 10 minutes prior. But anyway, we will be back tomorrow at 5:30, but I got more information than I got to get out for tomorrow. And it's mandatory because, to be honest with you, I don't want this to be a poor showing. I really want these people to, like, it's not about anything individual. It's about a whole. But each individual make up that whole. So we need the family members to say, okay, everybody's suffering. So let's come out and make a change. You know, we always complain about things that's going wrong or whatever, but when it's time to move, we stand still. We don't stand firm. And this is the time where we really need to make a showing and show that, you know what, people can come together, man, for a better cause. And it's like these like Kruger just said, these inmates' lives are not
treated as being important. You see what I'm saying? They're not. I just really need people to understand that, man. They're not treated like their lives are important at all, you know. And these guys, before we allow them to start feeling like that themselves and you know, carrying themselves that way, we're going to do everything we can to uplift these guys and show them that we care. And we'll fight till we can't no more for their rights. And this is the beginning stage of that. It's not really the beginning stage, but this is the first time that we go out in the public and we say, you know what? We're tired of it. And we're going straight to the governor's address with this. We're going straight to the Capitol about this, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And from there, we're going to do everything we can, and we're going to continue with this movement. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give up, man. I truly want you people to understand it, and please know that we're going to fight until we get a solution. We're going to get a greater outcome than what we've ever been through, because you know what? They're wrong anyway. They've already violated rights. They've broken the law. The MDOC is more criminal and crooked than a lot of these guys incarcerated. They're not being looked at like that. They're not being punished. They're not being held accountable for their actions. So this is what we're doing right now to make sure that they're being held accountable for their actions, man. I'm tired of these inmates losing their lives and being malnutrition and treated like animals, man, when they don't supposed to be treated like that. And if you care, we ask for you to show your face. We ask for you to be out there, man, proud and peaceful and understanding and willing to stand firm. Just 2 hours, man. 2 hours might save somebody's life. 2 hours might put a smile on somebody's face they haven't smiled in years. MDOC is that critical, is that crucial, is that sad. So I really need people to understand that it's very, very, very vital. It's very vital that you come out. This is the Movement 720. I'm your host, OG Hunger, that business. We have a website, movement720.site123.me. Also, blogtalkradio.com/themovement720 is our official site where you can go and get all the archives on the show also. I was hoping Sherry finished his phone call too, man, but I also had somebody that was supposed to call in today, but they just texted me and told me that they will be available tomorrow, so that's a blessing. I'm kind of trying to keep that a surprise also. Leslie, 601-621-6496. Y'all people, please contact that number if you have any questions concerning this protest. It is going on. There will be a $100 reward for the people that call the inmate that has the most representatives and the family that bring the most people there. So, I mean, the family that brings the most people, they're going to get $100, and the inmate himself is going to get $100. You know what I'm saying? So I do need people to understand that. It's very, very important that you understand that we're showing appreciation for people that's coming out. And for people that made a great effort, you will be awarded for that. We thank you. We appreciate you. And again, we wish we could give more, but it's just a small token to let people know that, you know, we appreciate you. We really need your help. It's not about the money. It's not about bringing people out. It's really about coming out for this purpose and this goal, to fight against what MDOC has done for so many years, man. It's sad, and we got to do something about it, man. We can't continue to take this. We got to fight. And I'm asking you people to come out peacefully. I mean fight. I'm not saying come out acting on that. I'm just saying coming out and standing firm and letting these people know that we won't go. We're not going to continue to take this. We're not going to continue to go through this. These guys deserve a chance. They deserve a chance to be rehabilitated properly, not to be mistreated while they're supposed to be rehabilitated. And I hope you take that with you as we end the show today. We thank you for calling out. We appreciate you. We love you all, man. Thank you. This has been the Movement 720. Good night.